Welcome to the Truth and Liberty broadcast. We believe we have a mandate to bring godly change to our nation and the world through the seven spheres or mountains of influence. To further this cause, we give away a product every week that will empower you to get involved in changing your life and changing our world. You can register for our weekly giveaway by subscribing at truthandliberty.net. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to receive weekly updates on guests, news, and much more. This is an interactive live cast, and we welcome your questions. To ask a question during the live cast, use the comment or chat features. Now, get ready to dive into this week's topics with our hosts on location in Colorado, USA.
Hello, and welcome to our Monday night Truth and Liberty live cast. I tell you, this is going to be a blessing to you tonight. We've got some things we're going to say as introduction, but we've got Janet Porter with us, and she is 100% certain Trump is going to be the next president, and she's got some stuff to back it up, some videos. I think that this is going to really encourage you. So I'm excited about it, but we do want you to be a part of this, and you can actually send in your questions. You can comment. We've got some giveaways. We've got ways that you can participate, and we need you to help support this too. This is a 501c4. It's not tax deductible when you support this, but God will take account of it. And so this is Richard Harris. He's our chief counsel. What a blessing Richard has been. I'm going to let him give you the details on all that.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. Boy, I'm looking forward to it. Sounds exciting. Well, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You know, I hope you've got family and friends with you. And if not, you know, send them a text or send them a message or something and get them to watching tonight. There's going to be information shared that you will not want to miss. I promise you. I was watching some of the videos earlier that Janet has prepared, and they are going to really encourage you. You know, if you're watching on Facebook, we encourage you to watch tonight on our website because you won't get censored on our website, right? And on our website, if you're not aware, we have a resources page that is just chock full of helpful information. And the whole purpose of it is to get you informed and equipped and enable you to be more of an influence, to be more effective out there in the public square. I want to tell you about last week, a few days ago, President Trump's attorneys held a news conference, and we've got that video available for you on our website. We've also got a 24/7 news feed. You don't really need to go anywhere else except truthandliberty.net to get your news, and lots of other helpful resources on there, so I encourage you to check that out. Here at the ministry, we've got a number of events coming up. It's going to be a little while before our next one, but the men's advance is March 11th through 13, 2021. I can't believe I'm saying 2021. Yeah. It's already here almost, folks, but this is one of my favorite events of the year, and we are going to have James Brown and Tony Dungy here ministering along with Andrew and Greg Moore, Billy Epperhart, Mike, and Mike Pickett, and it's going to be awesome. So check that out on awmi.net, and you can even register now for that. And then also, God With Us, April 2nd through the 4th. You can make plans now to come out here to beautiful Woodland Park, Colorado, to check out the campus here, and also to watch that amazing dramatic production, God With Us. It's about the story of redemption through the eyes of Israel and the Messiah, and it's just a fantastic Easter production you won't want to miss. On our website, you can click to subscribe, and you will receive our weekly email. If you're not subscribed, would you do that? Please just go on our website and subscribe today, and you'll get our weekly newsletter. And if you do that, you'll be eligible to receive our free product giveaway. Every week here on Truth and Liberty, we give away one of Andrew's products for free to those who subscribed. Last week's winner was Billy Neighbors. He won Grace, the Power of the Gospel. Congratulations, Billy. And this week, one of my favorite books. Everything is my favorite. I think I say that too much. But, this is Don't Limit God. Imagine yourself successful. I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience that this book and this teaching will change your life. You know, God's put dreams inside every one of us in our hearts, and sometimes we don't pursue those dreams because we're limiting God and we don't even realize that we are with our limited thinking. God said in Psalm 78 that you have limited the Holy One of Israel. Well, stop limiting God. Subscribe today and get this book. Also, Andrew mentioned that this is an interactive live cast. You can post your comments and questions. If you're watching on our website, right there in the chat function, if you're still on Facebook, then put it in the comment section there on Facebook, and we'll try to get to your questions tonight. And Andrew and Janet. So last, Andrew mentioned your financial support. We are so thankful and appreciate it so much. Yeah, we're a 501c4, so your gifts are not tax deductible, but God notices. And if you'd like to become a member of the Truth and Liberty Coalition, you can do that by going on our website to the donate page there and just sign up to make a recurring monthly contribution and automatic deduction of at least $5 per month, and you'll be a Truth and Liberty Coalition member, along with thousands of other people who are helping us to establish God's kingdom in the public square. And we'll send you a little gift in the mail. It's a copy of the New England Primer, which is shows you how Christian our culture was and how our entire society was based on the gospel. It's the most commonly used textbook in American schools during the founding era. So if you sign up today to become a member of the Truth and Liberty Coalition, we'll send that to you in the mail. Last, I wanted to say that tonight, if you are in need of prayer, would like someone to agree with you, you can call into our helpline or our phone line at 719-635-1111, and a trained, spirit-filled prayer minister will agree with you and minister to you over the phone. So thank you for watching. God bless you.
And our guest tonight, I could spend the rest of this broadcast introducing her. We just did television together on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. We will be playing that in January. And she's been on all of the major news networks. She's written books. She's made a movie. And she's in the process of doing sitcoms. And I mean, there's not much this lady doesn't do. And I've been so inspired by her tenacity and her boldness. It's just amazing. It makes me feel like I haven't done much.
Yeah, until I went on a tour and I saw all that you've done, and the bar's been raised. Most definitely the bar's
been
raised.
But I tell you, this woman will excite you. And so anyway, I could give a very long introduction, but let's look at a little, what do you call this, a blog? Or what do you call
just
this?
Just a video we put
all
together.
All right, this is a video that Janet put together, and it will be kind of an introduction to her. We've got a second video we'll be playing later. But watch this, and then we'll be right back with Janet.
Where are we in the battle for our constitutional republic? Attorney Sidney Powell said it best.
It is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
Much like then, American heroes today are being censored, mocked, threatened, and now prohibited from observing and verifying our votes. But these heroes are undaunted. You see, in 1775, American patriots weren't treated like heroes either. Only about 25% supported the American Revolution. Only 7 to 8% actually participated. But God is famous for working through remnants. Our founders in 1775 so believed in liberty that they were willing to fight the most powerful nation on earth. If they had the internet then, Patrick Henry's declaration may have looked like this. Fact checked that the projected winner of the Revolutionary War is Great Britain. But despite what the fact-checkers may have proclaimed, we won the battle for liberty, and we will win it again.
I never say anything I can't prove. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes.
The lines are drawn, and the battle is for liberty or tyranny again. Our history is being written right now. On which side will your name appear? Remember, the same side that put Republicans in pens to prevent verification of our votes also wants to lock us in our homes.
All those people who voted,
amen.
You made this happen.
Yes, the side that celebrated election fraud in the streets wants to prohibit Thanksgiving and cancel your Christmas.
We have 100 more of these. I can't show them to you because those people don't want to be harassed. They don't want to have their lives torn apart by the goons on the other side.
The only lawyer that left a case left because he was threatened. His family was threatened. His children were threatened. And so was the other lawyer. Yeah, that's true. We have a little difficulty getting lawyers because our lawyers get threatened with being killed.
A lawyer shouldn't have to withdraw from a case because he's representing the President of the United States.
Those threatening our lawyers and doxing our witnesses are the same ones attacking our elderly in the streets. You see, this isn't just a battle for our president, our votes, and our Constitution. It's an American revolution against a Marxist mob rule.
Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening.
The president's been fighting for us. Now it's time to stand with him. It was in 1776 when our heroic founders pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. We must do no less. But this battle runs much deeper than the swamp. We are wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. The good news is that in addition to the truth, the evidence, the Constitution, and the U.S. Supreme Court, we have something else they don't have. A God that is more powerful than all the principalities and powers. And while they mock God, His principles, and claim dominion, God sits in the heavens and laughs. But to prevail against the strongholds we're facing, it's going to take more than a passing prayer. It's time to bring out the big guns. It's time to fast, in some way, until this war is won. This is our 1775. So let's do what our heroic fathers did. Inspired by the writings of John Locke, they made an appeal to heaven. This is the flag George Washington commissioned to fly over our ships in the American Revolution. It was the banner we were born under. Now it's time to make an appeal to heaven again. Father, we praise you and thank you for how richly you have blessed America, and ask for your grace and mercy on our nation once again. We appeal to you, the one who said, "Let there be light," and thank you that nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. We pray for you to give courage to the whistleblowers, to expose what they have seen now, so that every shred of evidence needed can be documented and presented to the courts and to the American people. We also pray you protect, encourage, and infuse inner strength in President Trump and all those fighting on the front lines for the truth and for justice. We ask you to commission your warring angel armies to engage in this battle, to uphold and restore the integrity of our elections, and for America to remain one nation under you, God, with liberty and justice for all. We pray this in the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ.
We will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
And by the way, One American News is the new Fox News. Parler is the new Twitter. Rumble is the new YouTube. Freedom Book is the new Facebook. And your local business is the new Amazon. And one more thing, we're going to win. And then...
we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning.
And that's awesome. I pray that all that comes to pass. Amen. Well, Janet is famous for starting the heartbeat bill that has now been approved in 10 states. It's been introduced in 29 states. It's on its way to the Supreme Court. I mean, she has legislated. She spoke in front of state legislatures, our national legislature. She's just bold. And now you have overseen recount, election recount things.
Yes.
And so what's your opinion of what's going on? What do you think?
Well, it just takes me back to 2000. I remember Election Day, and the media called for Al Gore to be, he's the winner. He's the winner of the state of Florida, which made him the winner of the nation. And I did what so many others did. I got on my face before God, and I asked for it. I mean, if Joshua can pray to stop the sun, I prayed for God to change the outcome of the election. And
That's pretty bold.
And then I didn't just pray. I got involved and was part of the recount team and was there for the press conferences. And I think we had 700 people doing the Palm Beach pokey, which is where you take the Bush votes out, you put the Gore votes in, and you rearrange the ballots, do another count. We did all of this. Demonstrations, everything you can think of. And what happened was God prevailed. It was like living in the middle of a Peretti novel or something. You know, it was biblical. And God gave us the victory ultimately. And so when I saw this stuff play out, and I wrote about in my book, A Heartbeat Away, that these are the machines that are directly connected to George Soros. This is a very, very big problem that we have not addressed. And it's going to come back to bite us.
Before we get into that, who are some of the judges that were used in Florida to make the rulings on
all
this?
Well, I don't remember all their names, but I can tell you one story that most people have never heard. Matt Staver was one of the attorneys that was fighting for the military ballots.
He's our attorney.
You got a good attorney there. Mm-hmm. Because he was the one that prepared the case for the military ballots to be counted. And I had a friend, her name is Sharon Blakeney, and she said what she did is she prayed over the cases all night long, anointed them with oil, prayed in the spirit, and the next day she was the one that went through the media gauntlet to deliver them to the Florida Supreme Court. That was the only case we won that went to the U.S. Supreme Court that gave us the victory. I mean, we take God out of this, we lose.
I was told by somebody just last week that Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett were two of the judges in Florida that were ruling.
Well, they were the attorneys who were involved, and I'll tell you who else was. Judge Gorsuch as well. They were involved in this, so they understand.
And they just happen to be on the Supreme Court now, so that if these things make their way to the Supreme Court, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, absolutely, and that's where it's going. And if you want to know where the outcome is, if we build this evidence, if we document it, we prove it, as Attorney Sidney Powell is saying, then all we have to do is count to five. Five judges who swore to uphold the Constitution that will actually examine the evidence, the ones who actually meant that oath when they took it. And
so let me ask you this. I know the answer to this, but people need to hear this, that news conference with Giuliani and Sidney Powell and things, I've heard Fox just trash Sidney Powell and say that she is totally irrational. And they said that the reason that she has broken off from this team and is now the Trump is saying that it's no longer associated with them is because they're distancing themselves because she's so extreme.
Not the case. She is actually taking on the criminal element, which absolutely needs to happen. If you are really committing tyranny, if you are actually doing this horrible, horrible deed of stealing votes, of unseating a sitting president, that's an act of tyranny. That's an act of treason.
Treason.
And so she's taken on the criminal angle. She and Linwood and others are involved in this, in fighting on this side. But don't believe, honestly, here's the best advice I can give anybody watching. You ready? Turn off the fake news.
Fox.
It does.
Which, you know, that's really disappointing to me because that was the only one that I'd even listened to.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad. And this is the thing. The person on their election desk was the one who called. Remember, he called Arizona before CNN, MSNBC, before any other network. They said, you know what? We want our candidate to win so bad. We're gonna declare the victor of Joe Biden, even though the numbers aren't there, even though that this makes no sense logically.
And you might know this, but I heard that he was a registered Democrat that had spoken out his hatred for
Trump. He was more than a registered Democrat. He not only was a donor to Obama, Biden, and to Hillary Clinton. He's a guy that was. He was paid Democratic operative. They would hire this guy to get Democrats in office. That's who Fox hired to be the head of their election desk. It's sad. It's sad. And they are losing people in droves. Yeah. And I think that what we need to do is push back. There are alternatives, Newsmax, One American News. There's other alternatives we can turn to. But Fox is not our friend, at least not right now.
That's a shame.
What's happened there? Was it a change in ownership, or there's got to be money somewhere on this?
It was the change in ownership. It was the decisions that they've made to put people in place. I mean, we look to people like Tucker Carlson, and then he goes on bashing Sidney Powell. Well, then you find out the truth is that he was berating her. I'm just telling you, the job of these attorneys right now is not to go on Fox News or any of these other stations. Their job is to gather the evidence to present it to the court. Mm-hmm. And if that's where she wants to focus, I say amen to that. Don't berate somebody because they don't want to come on your show and ridicule them, but she is exactly where she needs to be. The president has every confidence in her and the team, and Rudy Giuliani, of course, doing a great job.
And so I just saw a video a few days ago by Lynn Wood, an attorney in Atlanta, I believe, or in Georgia, and he was speaking of some of these same things, and he guaranteed 100% that Trump is going to be the next president because he said that they can prove this fraud.
Yeah.
And they gave multiple scenarios of the way this thing could work out.
And he's the attorney. Keep in mind, he's the attorney that represented Nick Sandman, the pro-life marcher who they went and berated and they defamed his character. And so he was the one who, the only one I know that was on, as he spoke at the Republican convention, he was on CNN, bashing CNN while being paid by CNN. That's pretty cool. And Linwood was the attorney that
and
represented
And he's also put your post on. And
he did. He retweeted it. And so next thing you know, we've got, merely a million views in a week's time. And it went to General Flynn and Sidney Powell, and it's just really encouraging to see that, that people are looking for hope. And I don't just you know, grab hope out of the air. I am basing my hope on a whole lot of things, not only in the Word of God, and that we serve the God of the impossible, but I've lived through this. I predicted they couldn't wait to put the word president-elect in front of this guy. Mm-hmm. And there it was, before I could even finish the video or let it go, there it was, ready to be released. And just because the media says something, just as we saw in the year 2000, it doesn't make it so. They're about to find that out. By the way, all the comments that they're making, ridiculing all these attorneys, all of these heroes, the patriots on the front lines, those are not going to age very well. I'll just make a prediction. Mm. They will not age well.
And the people don't know you, Janet, but you've got so much involvement in the political realm. You've been involved in this stuff for decades. You've seen a lot of stuff, and I believe that you're speaking from a standpoint that you know what you're talking about.
Well, I've just lived through it. When we talked about earlier, is when you see Goliath fall, there's nobody going to tell you it can't be done. Mm-hmm. And we're on the verge of that. And we knew it was coming. I wrote about it. This is the red flag. We've got these Dominion machines. They're going to try and steal this election, but we're going to prove it. As Sidney Powell said, she doesn't say anything. She can't prove, and I believe her. She's the one that represented General Flynn. I saw a tweet that said she could have charged him 3 times more than she did, but she believed in the cause. And she is one who wins. Giuliani is one who wins. He cleaned up the mob. He went up against the mob. CNN's nothing to him. Yeah. And so we're seeing.
I was impressed with Gina Ellis, too. Mm-hmm. She came across really strong in that deal.
Yeah.
So you've got another video that you made on the Dominion software. So let's watch this. I think it's a 7-minute clip, but we'll come back and let you explain it or make comments on it. Watch this video.
And the internet monopoly insist there's no voter fraud. At the same time, they're frantically working to keep us from seeing it. When Judge Jeanine planned to expose the massive election corruption on her show, Fox News suspended her. Then Fox actually censored the White House press conference, which provided extensive evidence of election fraud.
We want every legal vote to be counted. And we want every illegal vote to
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this.
Breaking news, people are leaving Fox News in droves. They are in shock that someone had the audacity to question them, to disobey their decree.
Remember, just because CNN says, or even Fox News says that somebody's president doesn't make them president. So I think everybody wants to know that this was done properly and legally.
What is happening?
Like,
Trace, we've called it.
And I think we have to look into every one of these concerns.
I know this may come as a surprise, but the media doesn't have the authority to call an election.
What?
And when there's a dispute, we will follow the legal process all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
What?
And once we submit the overwhelming evidence of systematic voter fraud, all we have to do is count to 5.
What?
Watch Joe Biden promise not to declare victory until the votes are certified.
President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes.
While those who have witnessed the attempts to steal this election continue to report it, the heart of the widespread systematic voting fraud is with the electronic voting machines owned by this globalist. As I wrote about in A Heartbeat Away, the man who controls the voting machines is linked to leftist billionaire George Soros. He's chairman of his board. A key executive of the company is Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff. A major shareholder, Dianne Feinstein's husband, making Dominion voting machines heavily promoted by the Clinton Foundation. Well, at least they're all working together. Oh, it's also the same company credited with the last-minute glitch, where all the votes suddenly went to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. Wow, they really are all working together. Here's a fun fact. Guess what happens when you type in Antifa.com? Yep, it takes you right to the Biden campaign. Wow, they really are all working together. These Democrat Dominion machines just happen to be the ones used in 28 key states, including Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And these machines come with some customized features, glitches, that can both add huge blocks of votes to the Democrat, while the Republican gets none, and flip votes from the Republican to the Democrat. Here's proof, beginning with Kentucky, where 560 votes were flipped from Republican Matt Bevin to the Democrat.
And so here we are before the update, and now I'm going to start walking you forward. Watch the gold. Here comes the update from Clarity. Boom. There it is. Let's look at Matt Bevin. He now has 661, 675. But look down below. He did have 662, 235 at the exact same second that Andy Beshear has gone up 560 votes. Matt Bevin has gone down 560 votes.
You just saw the Democrat Dominion machines flip votes from one candidate to another. But take a look at what they did in Michigan. In this round of updates, 138,339 Biden votes were added without a single person in the state of Michigan voting for Trump. Statistically impossible. It's like flipping a coin 138,339 times in a row and getting heads every single time. The Democrats say, we're the crazy ones for questioning it. Well, let's find out. Remember, I've got to get heads 138,339 times in a row. Heads. Off to a good start. Heads. Maybe the Democrats are onto something. Let's check it out. Oh, tails. I'll keep trying.
All this wasn't enough. In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity. Antrim County had to hand count all of the ballots. And these counties that use this software need to closely examine their results for similar discrepancies.
Well, now another vote swap glitch has been discovered in Wisconsin, bringing back 19,500 votes to President Trump, removing Biden's lead. Here's another vote swap glitch caught on camera in Pennsylvania. 19,958 votes switched from President Trump to Joe Biden in 1 minute. Watch in real time President Trump's totals go down. Here's the first time we see Pennsylvania on the screen with Trump at 1,690,000.
I did Joe Biden's math to get him up. Donald Trump's leading here. He's leading here.
In a second, we'll see Pennsylvania back up on the screen at 1,670,000.
These normally would be Trump states.
As election results are tallied, the totals naturally go up, unless you're using a Democrat Dominion voting machine.
If it plays out in a traditional map, that's where we're going to be. That's where we'll be as we go to the West Coast, somewhere in that ballpark. It's not an exact science.
And there it is. Nearly 20,000 votes stolen from President Trump right in front of our eyes. Here it is, side by side, with evidence of the nearly 20,000 Trump votes removed. Then there was another voting machine glitch in Georgia. I could go on, but you get the idea. Former NSA intelligence officer Bill Binney had this to say about the so-called voting machine glitch.
Things that they're calling glitches in software that are randomly changing only certain votes, they're not glitches at all. Those are programmed into the software. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. If only certain things are selected, picked, and changed, that's not a bug. That's designed in the software. That's intentional.
No, the Democrat Dominion machines don't have a glitch. It's a tried and true standard feature about to be exposed and eliminated. Just another way that President Trump is keeping his promise to drain the swamp. And when he's through, well, I'll let the president tell you.
And when I'm reelected, the best is yet to come.
This is the moment where we rise up and take our country back. And Trump's second term, it's going to be epic.
What?
They still missed the coin toss.
That's right. It's an additional coin toss. That's all right. So,
she told them to make sure they got the coin toss, but they cut it off. So this means if these things are true, and I mean, to me, again, I'm a little hesitant because I minister from the Bible and I believe every single word of that. But these things, if it looks like it's fraud. If you can prove this, and I suppose that this is what the lawyers are doing in court, what is going to be the result of this?
The result is going to be that Donald Trump is going to remain president for the next 4 years.
Are they time limited? Isn't like the 14th of December or something like that when they certify the vote?
I know there's a rush to do it, and they said they're going to have it within 2 weeks at the last press conference. And so what I'm praying, my specific prayer is that they gather, document the evidence, that God gives courage to the whistleblowers. There's people that have seen fraud, that have participated even. I think they'll probably end up with some immunity if they come forward now. But if not, this is an act of treason. You can go to jail. It's a federal offense, a felony, if you steal one vote. If you turn one vote around, you're going to be doing jail time for as much as 10 years. What happens when these companies that have stolen, in front of our eyes, hundreds of thousands and thousands of votes, we're going to see some people after this. I just make a prediction here. Not only will Trump be the next president, he'll stay in office. There'll be a smooth transition because he's going to be the one who's sworn in again. But I believe there's going to be some people in orange jumpsuits who are going to be exposed. And that's why when they went after Sidney Powell and, oh, you know, she's going after them in a criminal way. And that's what needs to happen.
So let me ask you a question. You may not have the answer to this, but is this like the Democratic machine that is doing this? Or does Biden and Harris and the Clintons, and do they have their hand in this?
Well,
you know?
I went on the Clinton Foundation, and they're actually using this to export these machines to anybody that, you know, pretty much wants their votes to be secured and have insurance that they'll win.
I mean, so the Clintons are promoting it.
They're all part of it. They're working together. And yeah, I think that there's something to it. And it all stems back to George Soros. And so you can call it what you want, but these are the facts. They're going to be documented. They're going to be presented before the United States Supreme Court. And again, we have five justices who I believe when they swore to uphold their constitutional oath that they will mean it. They'll keep it.
Janet, do you know when the Supreme Court's supposed to hear it?
I know there's been cases filed even while we were having lunch today. I got another text from another attorney who's been working. He's been involved and said, yeah, I just filed another one in Pennsylvania. There's all kinds of cases. And you know, you can keep up with what all is happening, but I know this. The ultimate place it ends up is the United States Supreme Court. And again, all you have to do is count to five. If you think this is extreme, well, you know, again, people ask me, how's that coin flip going? How's that going? Mm-hmm. You know, it's absurd that they would expect us to believe this on face value. And just because the media beats this drum, just because the internet has actually blocked everything. I mean, by the way, since the election, they have blocked and said that this is disinformation on the president of the United States.
Yeah. Twitter blocked his page.
Yeah, and they've actually took Sidney Powell off so she couldn't respond to all the allegations that are being made against her.
It feels kind of like, you know,
China, North Korea.
Well, that I'm thinking of the Wizard of Oz with the guy behind the curtain, you know, and he comes back and says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You know, I mean, every Facebook post on the election, they have this little tag on it that says the election's been certified, or they have something that says the reliable procedures are in place.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and Great Britain is a predicted winner of the Revolutionary War. Look, it's those are not going to age well, because what we're going to see, I believe, and this is where we need to pray. This is not just a passing prayer. This is going to take, and I believe, high octane prayer. You know, and people are saying, oh, I can't give up Thanksgiving, and I can't, you know, look, you can give up something. You can give up whether it's meat, whether it's dessert, whether it's entertainment. I suggest give up fake news. Mm. Get with God and see what he's...
fake news.
That'd be nice. Wouldn't that be good? Yeah.
Well, man, I'm praying and agreeing with you. But, you know, the thing that... this has grieved me to think that our nation has even got to this place, because this is third world kind of stuff.
Yes, it is.
And this is kind of things that Americans wouldn't have ever thought. And I think that that's one reason that they're so quick to believe that this conspiracy isn't going on, is because these kind of things don't happen in America.
But you got to look at it. Just take a step back for a moment and say, wait a minute. If you're Joe Biden, wouldn't you want people to know what the true vote really was elected? I mean, if you're a Democrat, don't you care about free and fair elections too? Why is it that they violated not only the law, they violated court orders, and they put people, if you want to observe, guess what? You get to come in and observe, but you're a football field away where you can't see. They can't use binoculars. I mean, this is what we're talking about.
Has this ever been done before, to have observers like that shut out?
I don't know of a case when we were there in Florida, in Broward County, Florida, and they were holding up the ballots with the Chads. We were there to watch every single one. Hanging Chads, pregnant Chads, the Democrats were eating Chads. It was crazy. in fact, one of the protests we had, We had, as I mentioned, the 700 people doing the Palm Beach Pokey, and I had the Thou Shalt Not Steal and the Grinch That Stole Christmas, all these things. And I remember we had Bush Burgers and Cheney Dogs, and it was when we were getting tickets to go to the inaugural ball. And they said, and all these people, there was a big problem with the tickets. And I talked to the guy on the phone, and I said, do you remember, were you there day of certification in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach? He goes, yes. I said, do you remember the Bush Burgers and the Cheney Dogs? I said, that was me. He puts me on hold. I have a friend who worked in the transition office. He tells me, I got to help this girl. I had one of her Cheney dogs. And so that's how I went to the
inaugural ball. So are you the one that came up with the Bush Burgers and Cheney dogs?
Yeah, we had a whole team of people that were there. And my dad's watching the news. There you are. I see you. And we held up our Florida driver's license to show we weren't rent-a-mobs. I mean, but we had something they didn't have. We had paper ballots that gave us the paper trail. When these machines are, you can't track them.
Now, we just had on somebody. Oh, no, it was Giuliani who was saying that in Georgia, those machines didn't have paper ballot, or let's see what it was. He took that envelope and showed that they threw the envelope away, and so all they had was this thing, and there was no way of matching it and verifying it, so you can't recount and verify the Georgia vote.
Let me tell you what he also said, is that there are patriots, American patriots, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, you ought to care about elections, because we don't have a country if that's the case. That's right. No longer have a constitutional republic if we can't vote people into office. We are no longer of the people, by the people, for the people. And he said that there were I forget how many that were witnessed when they, in the middle of the night, you remember they all mm-hmm. happened to shut down their voter count, and then there's right. this glitch, and all of a sudden there's all these votes for Biden and nothing yeah. for Trump. Yeah. They said that they witnessed a truck coming in to Detroit, yeah. and it's filled with garbage bags full of votes, and they were all for Biden, and they all witnessed. They all witnessed what was happening. This is absolutely a travesty of justice of our electoral process. And if no matter what side you're on, you ought to care about this. You ought to care that what we do is we can verify. This is what Reagan said. You know, do you trust? Don't you trust me? I trust, but verify. And that's what we need is the ability to watch and oversee. And this is what they did in Pennsylvania. They get all these ballots, and you know we get a governor that says, you know what? I'm just going to say you can vote for days and days after the election. It doesn't matter what the legislature says, but you know what? The Supreme Court cares. What the Constitution, what the legislature is the one who's supposed to make the rules. And you don't get to vote after the 8th. You don't get to vote after Election Day. And they're seeing that, as you said, they're throwing away the ballots. And this is what else they're doing. They're curing the ballots. Rudy Giuliani talked about this, about how they're going just to the most Democrat counties in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know what? You forgot to put a date on here. Can you fix that? Mm. Oh, good. Now your vote counts.
Mm. Yeah.
And they did it door to door in Georgia. In Georgia, they actually put it on. This is going to be in one of my videos. There was so much stuff. But it was make sure they're Democrat. They would make sure, hey, wow. you know, Richard, are you a Democrat? We'd love, you know, you forgot to sign this. Can you come and sign this? And they were curing just those Democrat votes, which is a violation of.
And I've heard stories of people that went in to vote and they couldn't vote because they had already voted by mail.
Yes.
And yet they didn't do it.
Somebody voted for them, and they only were able to vote as a provisional ballot.
Well, and it wasn't it Wisconsin? He said that there were 60,000 absentee ballots that did not have applications, which is illegal under state law. You can't count those in
yes.
that county.
There were also counties that had 350% of the registered voters that voted.
Yeah, five counties in Wisconsin, same thing. Yeah, if you have more votes than voters, and as Sidney Powell pointed out, sometimes they had more votes than every man, woman, and child lived in the area.
Not just registered voters.
Sure, are you kidding me?
So where does this go? You're talking about it going to the Supreme Court. Do they have to go through the appellate? And if the Supreme Court rules that this election was bogus or something, what happens?
Well, then the Supreme Court will make a ruling just like it did in 2000. And despite what the media, despite what the big tech bullies and the monopolies are saying, hey, guess what? They're going to say, here are the true results. And I believe that not only are we going to see President Trump restored and return to the next 4 years in office, that we're going to see it's going to be so proven that even the American people are going to say, yeah, he won, as Sidney Powell said, by a landslide. And that's what messed him up. You see, they didn't expect him to win so big.
Yeah,
and that's why they got sloppy.
That's what she said.
Yeah, they got sloppy. I mean, really, 138,339 votes, all for Biden? They had to hurry up and try to fix this because they did not expect him to win so big.
So what Sidney said in this news conference was that the Dominion machine put 1.25 votes to Biden and 0.75 to Trump, but Trump got so many votes coming in that he was still winning even at that. Yeah. And that's when all of a sudden all the machines shut down. Mm-hmm. And they had to reprogram them and stuff, and then they came on
all at the same time, as if there was some kind of concerted effort.
And this didn't just happen in one spot, but there was, in that news conference, I think they said there was 10 or 12 places that the identical thing happened.
At the same time.
Yes.
And they
like
went
at 3 in the morning or whenever that was.
And they went to the Democratic strongholds because we knew that we could control those. Yeah. You know, you've got the people in place to do your bidding.
Okay, so let me ask you again. If the Supreme Court rules that this was fraud, they aren't going to just go state by state and say who won. They're going to say it was fraud, but then what will happen? Will it be kicked back to the legislatures?
This is what I believe will happen, that those fraudulent results of the fixed election, the rigged elections, are going to be tossed aside. And they're going to say, look, based on the fact that you've got all these ballots, that's why we saw Justice Alito. He had not one opinion, but two rulings that said, hey, these things that came in afterwards that you want to still count, you need to set those aside. That was a signal that you know what, we're probably not going to count those because they're illegal. And so they want what is legal. They're actually going to follow the law, not like what we've seen. They're going to follow the law and say the legislature is the one that makes the rules, not some governor on a whim that says we're going to extend the time and hey, you can come in and we're going to cure the ballots and a violation of unequal justice, as Rudy Giuliani pointed out, to say, yeah, we're just going to go to the Democrats but leave the Republicans alone. That's unequal protection. It is a violation of our constitutional rights. And the court, in my opinion, what's going to happen is they're going to say this is a fraudulent result of an election. Trump will be not only reinstated and remaintained president, that we're going to see a lot of people go to jail.
Now, you
for this.
Think that the Supreme Court will be able to proclaim who wins?
I believe that's what happened in 2000. I think it's going to happen again.
Well, I heard this Lynn Wood, who retweeted your blog or whatever. He said that he thought, like in Georgia, that they would go back to the legislature and the legislature would have to decide who won the...
However they do it, they do it. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
he pointed out that in all of the states that are in question, they're all run by Republican legislatures. He says the chances are that if it is ruled a fraudulent election and kicked back to the legislatures, that just guarantees that Trump will get in.
You know what else? Sidney Powell, if you listen closely to one of the press conferences, she sent a signal. They said, if you actually certify an election that you know to be fraudulent, then you are violating your oath of office. Mm-hmm. And there's some serious consequences for you. And so there's legislation. And we saw this is what Rudy Giuliani was talking about, the threats in the county in Michigan. They said we're not gonna certify this. And then they went and they took it away and they certified it and then they took it back again. And what's happening? There is a spiritual battle of absolute global proportion that's happening right now. And that's why we need the big guns. Mm-hmm. We need prayer and we need fasting.
And you know, we had Bill Federer on, I think it was 2 weeks ago tonight, and Bill Federer was giving us a history of landslide Lyndon Johnson, and how he was fraudulent, and he believes people were killed. It's his opinion that Johnson's the one that assassinated JFK. I don't know all that stuff, but nonetheless, he was given a history that there's been fraud.
Do you remember the Newsweek, cover of Newsweek,
yes.
Madam President? Hillary was declared that she was going to win. Right. They had the fireworks ready to go then,
they've
too.
Got a long track record of this.
Yes, they do.
But what I was getting at is that this corruption has been going on for decades. It's not new. It's just human nature. But I think that they underestimated Trump and the support for Trump, and because of that, it has never been exposed on this scale. And this could really deal a death blow to some of these people that have been manipulating elections for a long time.
Well, it could be incredible. We can't even predict the ripple effect if the Supreme Court...
I can say this, that I'm agreeing. I'm praying and believing that Trump gets back in. But if he does, you talk about the riots that we had in 2019, it's going to be blood in the streets. The liberals will not go quietly.
Well, this is how they want to rule.
Isn't going to go quietly either.
You know what? He's not having it. He's going to be calling in the National Guards or the army, the military, whatever it takes. President Trump, let's just make no mistake. When I made the video about our early patriots and everything, all those heroes back then, David Barton tells me this way as I put it in my movie Light Winds. He said, you know, all those patriots, they weren't all patriots back then. Only 25% supported the American Revolution. Only 7-8% participated. And there were people who were ridiculing them, and they lost their homes. They lost their lives. lives. And guess what? What's happening right now is those that are on the front lines, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, we see President Trump is an American hero. And history will reveal that this is a man that took on the deep state, that took on Absolutely. The swamp, drained it to the place where we actually will have fair and free elections again. What I think God's doing right now, I believe that he is using this moment in our history. And I'm so excited that we get to be alive right now because we're going to see the swamp drained in the electoral process. We're going to see the monopoly broken in the media. We're going to see the big tech bullies brought to a place where they're no longer going to be able to choke out our freedom of speech.
Well, the big tech and the news has to be somehow or another dealt with because most people just don't have access to the things we're talking about. That's the reason that this Truth and Liberty broadcast is so important.
That's right.
I know that you're wound up, but we want to take some questions, at least give some people some opportunity to
Absolutely.
Ask questions.
Absolutely. There's a lot coming in here, too. Lots of questions tonight. A number of them deal with abortion, but before we get to those, I wanted to ask you this one. Bob on chat asks, where are Barr and Durham? I think what he's trying to say is the Attorney General involved in this? Is he doing anything? Are they using the law enforcement powers of the United States here? We're not hearing much.
Yeah, I believe that they're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are indictments that are right now being prepared. And I believe we're going to see shock and awe. What the world is going to see, shock and awe.
You know, I think within 4 days or so after the election, Barr issued a memo to the United States attorneys. Those are the guys in charge of the regional offices to prosecute federal crimes to investigate the election. Now, don't wait till after the election. And it was kind of controversial because normally they don't do that, but haven't heard anything since
then. He's working, and we're going to find out soon what he's working on.
Well, you know, Giuliani's news conference last week, he was trashing the FBI and implying
Where
that people
they?
In the FBI need to go to jail, that it is dishonest.
The swamp runs deep. There's a lot of swamp creatures that need to be removed.
Here's a question about Antifa, and this might be outside your wheelhouse, but it says, Trump labeled Antifa a terrorist organization. If it can be proven that Soros is funding them, could his assets be seized?
It very well may be. And if you look and see that the founders of Antifa, they come right out, there's a video of it, you've probably seen it, that they come out and say, yeah, we're Marxist.
Yeah,
we're absolutely Marxist.
Trained
Marxist, and I'll tell you what else. They are engaged in witchcraft.
Yeah.
That they're going through and they're calling the spirits of the dead. This is a spiritual battle.
I've seen that video where Prentice Cullors says that she is channeling these spirits. And when they call out the names, they feel those people living through them.
And you think about this. When you type in Antifa.com, the fact that it takes you to the Biden website, that says something.
It does.
That says something very,
it's
very...
It's a glitch.
He said it. Yeah, it's a glitch. Yeah, and it's just an idea. I just didn't know it was their idea. You know, that's the thing. In the debate, remember Joe Biden said, this Antifa's just an idea.
Yeah, just an idea.
Just one of theirs.
Riots you've been seeing for months.
Yeah.
It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of questions tonight about abortion.
Sure.
And I don't know that we even got to talk about it tonight during the questioning. But
we dealt with that for 4 days, I think, on our television.
Yeah.
Do we have any others? Stay on topic because there's.
Well, let me just say this before we move to abortion. We're going to end abortion. Here's the message. We will end abortion. The heartbeat bills that are the finely crafted arrows that have been launched through 10 states and 29 are geared up, ready to go, are being launched through the court system to pierce the heart of Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is coming down. The killing will stop. And thanks be to God for President Trump for putting the justices in place who will do it.
We now have the majority conservative.
Yep. We've got enough, even without Roberts, to do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right.
Well, okay. So here's one. What happened to Tucker Carlson, why is he attacking Sidney Powell?
You got to remember that Tucker Carlson, I love Tucker. He is my favorite on the whole network. He works for Fox. And Fox is putting a gag rule. You saw what they did with Judge Jeanine. They canceled her program. You want to talk about voter fraud? You don't get to do it. They suspended her and wouldn't let her program air. They're literally censoring the White House press conferences now. That tells you there's a gag rule going on. I do think there was some misinformation, some miscommunication. Sidney felt that she was being bullied. She's trying to do her job. She's trying to defend America, get this case before the court the clock is ticking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Tucker. We can't heed your bed and beg, your your bid and call right now anytime you want us on the show. I would have liked the shooter to go on there.
Aren't used to somebody telling them
not.
No, they're not. And
I believe that Sidney is, by the way, what the president said, again, this is all about her taking a different approach. The president's team doesn't deal with it criminally. She's going to deal with it criminally. And that is the best news of the day. And I believe, here's what I believe, that I'll make a prediction, that when Trump is, when the election is proven to be false, when there's fraud that's exposed, it's proven to the American people that Fox and Tucker, and they're all going to say, come on, we didn't know this, and we didn't realize this, and we were told to declare Arizona for Biden. We were told that we were going to have to call him president-elect. We were told all these things. Well, I believe that, again, will Fox ever be our friend again? Not with the current ownership they have, but we have alternatives. And Newsmax says they're breaking records. People are coming to Newsmax, One American News. There are many outlets, and even coming on your website, so you can get the news. Get rid of the fake news. What is this? It's like listening to the Giant Report. You remember Moses sent out the spies. Hey, go check out the land. You know, they come back.
David Martin calls it the 10 Spies Network.
Yeah, there you go. And they come back, and the Giants are big, and we're going to be decimated, and that was the majority report. Only two people said otherwise. And guess what? They're the only two that ended up going into the promised land.
Amen.
And so, don't listen to the Giant Report.
Amen. That's awesome. Well, here's another one. This one, Joe on chat is asking, do you know what is going on with the election results in Georgia? So I see that they did a recount, but do we know anything else?
Well, here's the deal. When you recount just the same thing you recounted, the same fraudulent ballots that were put in there, that's not going to give you anything accurate. Right. I did see a seemingly change of heart in Governor Kemp. I liked Governor Kemp. People say that they're suspect whether he's really with us or whether he's a rhino or not. Well, he signed the heartbeat bill. I like the guy. Mm-hmm. And so I've been praying for him. And he had a change of heart and says, no, we're going to audit this. We're going to look at this.
Okay, that's
and
great
that's
news.
By Georgia is a place where they went door to door to cure ballots and say, you're a Democrat. Here, sign here. You missed this line and you messed up things up. I mean, those things are going to be brought to light. And here's one of the things I'm told is that Lynn Wood and now Sidney Powell are both now focused on Georgia. I think Pennsylvania is going to be key, but they're both in Georgia looking at that right now.
Yeah.
And I think that when we see the results of these elections, we're going to see a landslide like we've never seen. There's some talk that maybe even California went red. I mean, take a step back and say, look, just for a moment, look at the rallies, the crowds that came out, that when President Trump spoke. And then you look, they couldn't fill 12 chairs at one of their events.
There's
a reason why Joe Biden stayed in the basement. You know, maybe he knew he didn't have to campaign.
Yeah.
I know this, that Hillary Clinton said, don't concede under any circumstances, because she knew they could fix the votes. She's been a part of pushing the Dominion machine, and it's all going to come to light, darkness to light.
You know, I'm not into the politics as much as what you are and stuff, but you look at those rallies where there's 25,000 people at Trump and nobody showed. I mean, I saw one with Biden and he was preaching to four or five people and stuff. And you
he
just
was
think,
to
how
nobody
could this happen?
There were
50 over, I think, 60,000 people in some rally in western Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
I mean,
the middle of nowhere.
Huge. Yeah, literally.
They're showing up.
And, you know, I've actually got on my phone, I can't find it right now, I'm challenged in this, but I have a graph that was sent to me that showed the votes coming in, and then they shut them down, you know, when the machine stopped, and then all of a sudden at 3:43 in the morning, I think it was, 143,000 votes for Biden just came in, boom, all at one time.
State after state after state. It was all done at once. And this is what they did. They told all the Republican observers, they couldn't really get close enough to see anyway. They said, everybody go home. We're going to take a break because it's election night. And, you know, that's a good time to catch up on sleep. I mean, that's your job is to count the votes on election night.
Right.
But they send everybody home. And then under the cloak of darkness, that's when they all come in.
You know, if all this is proven to be true, this is like a hostile takeover of our nation.
Yes.
It is
actually
treason.
Yeah.
It's a coup. It really is.
Yeah.
That's terrible. It's a shame to think that this could even happen in the U.S.
But you know what's great about it is Trump is an American hero. He is fighting, and he will not give up. And his team is fighting, and they will not give up. But they need, look, if you're not on the front lines, and let me just say this to people that are watching right now, that what we need to do is be sending support to those on the front lines. And that is in the form of prayer and fasting. Get on the website. I went on the website. It's not much, but I gave $100 to the Legal Defense Fund. It's a start. You know, our founders, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honors. Mm-hmm. We can give $100 bucks, and you know, and whatever else comes in, we have really our country hanging by a thread right now. It is in the balance. Sure. Whether we will have America or whether we will have a Marxist mob rule. That's where we are.
That's really true.
It is true, especially the agenda that they have in place. You know, if they give statehood to Washington, D.C.
That's their plan.
If they open the borders and flood us with even more, if they pack the court, if they, you know, give the vote to illegal aliens, it's over. For generations.
And when people that are saying, we'll get them next time, listen, if they run the show, if they have these machines that can do whatever they want, there is no next time. There is no opportunity to get America back.
If you don't have the ability to get an honest vote, well, then our republic's over.
Right. Yeah, it means nothing. Right.
So we either have to prove that this was totally false and it was a valid election, or if it's fake, we have to overturn it.
Well, we've got another question here about the Supreme Court, and this person is asking, judges can recuse themselves. Amy Coney Barrett did in her first four or five cases that came before her on the court. Can we trust that the Supreme Court will stand for the Constitution?
Well, this is one of the things, and you remember the hearings. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Kamala Harris was one that was beating up on Amy Coney Barrett. Mm. Interestingly, it was Joe Biden that was beating up on Clarence Thomas. I just think it's all interesting. It all comes back to right now. But they pressured her. Recuse yourself if this comes up. She's a smart woman. She said no, she will not do it. But this is another thing. God turns the hearts of kings and judges. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm asking people to pray not only for the attorneys on the front lines and for strength for President Trump and for protection for our teams, but we need to be praying for the Supreme Court too, because the pressure is intense. Yeah. This is biblical what's going on. Yeah, there is a spiritual battle for the future of America, and it is unheard of. I mean, our founders, when they took on King George, when they went after tyranny, I don't think they could have even possibly imagined how bad it could be, how this mob rule would take over. I mean, you see the kinds of things that they have in store for us, in addition to controlling the elections from now on, in addition to choking out our freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Forget about exercise. You think they're coming after you now? Forget about it. This will be the criminalization of Christianity if we don't stand and fight now. Mm-hmm. And so pray not only for the team, not only for the president, not only for those on the front lines, for the whistleblowers to come forward, but we need to also pray for the Supreme Court. For those judges on the Supreme Court, that God would just put a hedge of protection around them. We need to do battle. We need to do spiritual battle, and we cannot miss this moment.
And this is a spiritual battle. What they call political correctness is just a spirit of Antichrist. It is coming against the church.
You realize, this is one of the things I love about President Trump. He went after the political correctness. And, you know, they weren't even allowed to say Merry Christmas. He brought that back. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize is, and I show this in my movie, that the term political correctness was actually in the former Soviet Union. They actually did that to control speech. They would send people to gulags if you said something that wasn't on their verified list, which is what we're seeing in universities. Around the country.
See it all over.
Yeah, you have to ask permission from us.
So I'm going to have to break in, but we want you to give your website and tell people how you've got multiple books, you've got videos.
Yeah, you can get them all on faith2action.org, faith2action.com, but org, if you would. Faith2action.org, shortcut is F2A.org, and that'll get you to the site. You can find out what's going on. You can also go to Rumble is the new YouTube. I've got a lot of these videos posted now on Rumble, some on YouTube. We know that's only, it's like building your house on the sand. They're going to yank that and censor us. So we go to Rumble. We can get out on Parler. You can follow me on Parler, and we're going to get the truth out, and we're going to keep fighting until we get our country back.
Wow. Well, thanks, Janet, for everything you're doing, and I want to encourage all of you to watch our broadcast the week of Roe versus Wade. I think it's the 18th through the 22nd of January. We'll be having those on our television program. And I tell you what, man, she's awesome.
God bless you.
I really believe this is a God connection. We both met each other at the National Association of Christian Lawyers. We happen to be on the board of that together. That's where we met each other. And I've really been blessed having you here.
Likewise.
Been awesome.
Likewise.
So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. And remember that we do this every Monday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We have on different guests. And I tell you, we've had some powerful things that we're sharing, things that you may not hear other places. I also want to thank CTN for airing this on their network for us. What a blessing that is. And I believe that this is making a difference in people's lives. So thank you for being with us. Let some other people know about it. It'll be archived. You can go back and get all of the details in these videos that we showed. And remember to join us again next Monday night for Truth and Liberty.
Join us next time for the Truth and Liberty broadcast. Find tonight's episode and related articles and links at truthandliberty.net. Truth and Liberty is viewer-supported. If you'd like to help us continue our live casts, you can make a donation at truthandliberty.net.